Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
No, but I rise up within me. I want to know your truth. Let the life of God fill me. Shasha. Ziada. This morning with this song in my spirit, for the 4 hours I spent in the presence of God in my waiting, that was only my prayer. Oh Lord, I hunger for more of you. Rise up within me. I want to know your truth. Holy Spirit, saturate my soul and let the life of God fill me. Let your healing power revive and make me whole, and let the peace of God reign. I want to finish well. I want to finish well. The starting is not a problem. Your beginning is not. Finishing well is the issue. How you finish, that is the point. So this is not just a song. Something that I have been asking God today. I hunger. I am thirsty. I am hungry for more of Jesus. I hunger. No. I hunger for more of you. Rise up within me. Rise up within me. Let me know your truth. Oh Holy Spirit, oh Holy Spirit, saturate and let the life of God fill me now. Hey! Let your healing power revive and make me whole. I've told you this will never happen again. Back off. And let the life of God fill me now. Fill me now. Fill me now. Fill me now. Revive and make me whole. Our two hands are lifted up. And Father, we honor you and honor you and honor you. We don't come to church because of human beings. We want to see your glory. And not just your glory on earth. We want to serve you in spirit and in truth, in discipline, in order, in eternal life, in faith, in love, in wisdom, in knowledge, in the hope, Christ in us, the hope of glory. We want to grow up. We want to excel. We want to gain crowns before you. When we appear before the throne, it will be to receive the crowns. May our life please you. May what we are doing on earth be a pleasure to you. I honor you, precious Lord. Give us a willing heart. Because in the day of your power, your people will be willing. I give you thanks in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Clap these special hands. Now unto the Lord. 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 Give him worship. Give him glory. 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 Say a good amen. I welcome everybody into the presence of God. Allow me to correct something that happened. When we are having worship, nobody should touch anybody. Nobody should talk to anybody. I corrected this last two Saturdays, and it happened again. If it happens again, you know what? Pentecost with Tunipasa, it will happen here. It should never happen again. We are in worship. Don't talk to anybody. Don't come to touch anybody, to talk to anybody. This is a serious apostolic house. It means Unuaha. We are training God's people, and proper training is immense. I don't care. When worship is happening and my father is dead, don't tell me. Let me finish. That is the training. Don't tell me. Nothing is an emergency. When we are worshiping and my father is dead, don't tell me. Allow me to finish. Respect the presence of God. You can't move when national anthem is happening. What kind of nonsense is that? Don't come and be disturbing the Holy Spirit and the presence of God in the house of God. Let there be order in the house of God. I came here to serve God, not to be all this rubbish. Thank you very much. Say a good amen. John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus. We wish to see Jesus. We desire to see Jesus." Say a good amen.
Having read you this, let me go further and read Luke the 21st chapter, the 34th verse, 35th and 36th verses unto you. The Bible said, take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Jesus is trumpeting, watch! So watch! Watch and pray. I realize that still we haven't gotten the message. We'll be free once. Hey! I will also ask you, I say, watch. It's coming. Something is coming towards you. Watch yourself. Watch. Something is approaching you. When I was in London, anytime you are going to board the train, I don't know about other places, anytime you are about to board the train, they say, watch yourself between the cabin, the train, and the platform. Because between the train and the platform, there is a little space. And so, all the time, there is announcement going on. Watch. The next announcement, they will say, do not leave baggage unattended. Baggage left unattended will be removed and destroyed. I remember it because it is a popular announcement in airports, in train stations. Do not leave baggage unattended. Baggage left unattended will be removed and be destroyed. Watch. I'm going to be very brief tonight, but I'm just asking you to follow the concept of what Jesus is saying. Bring it up. Let's read it all in G. Verse number 34. I've been thinking about Mubekujina Winipa Baninim for the past 1 week now. At Mama Comfort, tonight I may not shout or whoop or whatever, you know, I'm just having a conversation in God's word with you. Gofidru Mikujine Nyamienimwa. Enyani Yemumu Hununo. Yehua Bihunu Bibi Yamuhunu. Because God is not only looking at the outward appearance. God is looking at your heart, your motives, your conscience. Yeah. God is looking at all that. God is going to bring forth that which is done in the dark or in the secret or behind the sheets which nobody else sees. You will stand before the Son of Man. The world Alabaster can heal me. But the Jumeura, dear Wofremeno, what is he going to tell me? He said, I'm going to be just brief and let's study some few things tonight in this place. In the F5 service on Sunday, you may be seated so that I can take my time and build up on the word of the Lord. Before we in the F5 on Sunday, we read Psalm number 39 and verse number 1 downwards. I think we ended in verse 4. I'll pick it up a little bit and push it further by the grace of God. And the love of God will be our portion. I wanted Wanda to sing, but I will let him do it after the word. Also to announce online and everybody in this place, that Shalom Praise is on the 25th of July at the Ablikuma Church of Pentecost. Wanda Zate Ministries, who is a partner to this ministry, will be having a lovely time. So
we will join him in worship by the grace of God. Say amen. And so it was Psalm number 89 and verse number 1. But before we read the scripture, I will want to say seven things. Number one, never serve God with bitterness. Never serve God with bitterness. Mr. Sample, maybe I should build it up a little bit and say, never do ministry with bitterness. Because everything you will be doing will be a useless venture. The preacher, the pastor, is thinking about Oman Peni and praying, making intercession for him and his family on a daily basis. And so when everybody is going home to sleep, the preacher, the pastor, the apostle, the evangelist, the teacher, the prophet, the man of women of God is praying for you, watching over your soul. And it's one of the things that happens. And so I'm going to, you know, tell you, please don't live your life in bitterness. People might have hurt you, but take that pain out of your heart and throw it away. Please. Are you clapping? Please. Do yourself that favor. A born again, a real born again believer will never host bitterness in his life or her life. In other words, you cannot live with your husband with bitterness. You can't live with your wife with bitterness. You cannot live with people and bitterness is in your heart. Number two, unforgiveness. I don't care how they hurt you. People can hurt you. Maybe I should make it real for you. People can hurt you in church. Church people can hurt you big time. They can even hurt you and say, I curse you. You curse me? Who can curse you when God has not cursed you? I don't care who that person is. The Bible said there is no curse that shall stand except it has a cause. But even if it has a cause and the person is wrapped in the blood of the Lamb, the blood will intervene in the cause of that person because the blood speaketh better things than that of Abel. Am I hearing a good amen? Yeah. Your husband can hurt you to the point that you cannot forgive. Today, I'm asking you to forgive your husband. Men can lie. I am not saying that. The Bible said in Numbers chapter 23, God is not a man that he should lie. In other words, men lie. Yeah. Men lie. Men are liars. I'm talking to you. A man can propose to four ladies in one church, sowing seeds of discords in the hearts of the daughters of Zion. One man in one church. What I have realized with my few experience in ministry is that one preacher can bring confusion between one preacher. I'm not talking about the devil. I'm talking about reverend, prophet, bishop, apostle can create confusion between two, three, four people. I want to ask, let's say that I don't talk to Mama Lizzie. And because I don't talk to Mama Lizzie, Mama Comfort is my friend. And Mama Comfort is Mama Lizzie's friend. Why is it that I want Mama Comfort to cut friendship with Mama Lizzie? Because I don't talk to her.
What spirit is that? Which spirit is that? I want to know. The church is more sick than Ghana. I'm telling you. So be careful. Because
I'm telling you. Yeah. Any man who is in, bring back the scripture. Let me say this to you. You know, Luke chapter number 21, verses number 36. Let's read it one more time. And this time I want you to understand. He said, watch ye therefore, pray always. You may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass. And to stand before the Son of Man. Now listen to the revelation. There are many things that are going to come to pass. 3 days ago, a woman gives birth in South Africa to 10 babies. 10 babies. Mrs. Sitole. 10 babies. At once. On record, she is the only woman on earth who has given birth to 10 children at once. So, Lady Dorinda, you as a midwife specialist, how are you going to, you, if you are delivering such a woman, you have a long work day to do. All babies survived, mother survived. You will see the things that are going to come are not all evil things. You are going to see strange things. How can 10 children, how can a woman, human being give birth to 10 babies? You will see it. Then also you are going to see wicked things that you have never seen. Wicked things like one day you will come to church and a man of God is having sex with a woman on the altar. Wicked things like that. These are some of the wicked things that will happen. So I'm asking you, please don't serve God with unforgiveness. I'm begging you, your ex might have hurt you. Preachers might have hurt you. Your wife, your husband, your whatever. Don't live your life in unforgiveness. And let not the sun go down on your anger. I'm talking to a church. Say amen. Amen. Number 3. Let not strife and talk, contention be part of your Christianity. And you will be antenna soon. Let not contention as a born again believer. I'm telling you, we don't have time for one way, any way, one talk, any way, we are same. No! Bible says, Fabi, I'm saka saka yo, and now who yo wono, Bonipia! It to me, see what's happening. I'm telling you, listen, if I have yako, anything that will be an obstacle must be taken out of the way. I'm seriously talking to you. This is why I'm telling you, one thing I have realized the day later about the Christians is that you guys are quick to make friends and the next thing you start fighting among yourselves. If I were you, I would be reserved. And I would take a long time to make a friend. By the time you know somebody is already changing the addresses in your house, you have crossed your boundaries. I'm telling you. And this is how the pain becomes so painful. Because to whom much is given, much is required. Hallelujah. So before I will even go into the word of the Lord, I'm telling you. It is a sofone me yire eba sore na womoko. The tendency that the service is going to be convoluted is 101%. The tendency that suffering is going to even, you know, fumble and mess up and will not know even what he is saying because he is lacking concentration is 100%. So I'm just,
you know, teaching, practical everyday life teaching. Something that will help you. Something that practical everyday living. Yeah. Practical everyday teachings. It will help you. Say a good amen. People are fighting all over the place. And most of these people who fight Christians and all that, they fight around the place. I realize that most of you, you are very quick to send messages. The moment you send a message, it becomes a document. You are a fool. You are stupid. A person will keep it for a longer time. It becomes evidence. When you are angry, learn to be quiet. When you are angry, learn to be quiet. She has said, because most of the things you will be saying are absurdity, nonsense, and pointless, baseless. And by the time that anger is passed off, you don't mean any of the things you said. And oftentimes, demonic spirits will take the words that you spoke and fight against you. I'm talking to the born again Christian and to the Christian who wants to make heaven. That is the Christian I'm talking to. I'm not talking to churchgoers. I am not talking to hypocrites like most Ghanaians are. Hypocrites. I'm not talking to hypocritical, you know, people. I'm talking to people who want to make heaven. I am talking to people who are contending for the faith that is in Christ Jesus. Jude chapter 1 verse 3. Yeah. I'm really talking to people. Jude 1 3. People who are contending with and for the faith. And no matter what it is, let's use the old software. No matter what it is, you will make heaven. Why would Jesus say strive to enter into the narrow gate? Mum pray. Some will be raw pronunciation. Luke chapter number, or they say Luke chapter number, 13 verse number 24. Why will he say that? Strive! Because it is not easy. It is not easy to do that. Whilst we are all trying to make it in our walk with the Lord, there is a war that is going on. Galatians chapter 5 and from verse number 14, the Bible was talking about some tendencies that a born again Christian will have to understand. The Bible said, for all the law is fulfilled in one word. Even in this, thou shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. What I realize about my generation is that selfishness, self-centeredness, everybody wants attention, but nobody wants to give attention. Everybody wants attention. I tell Mama Rita, did they crow crow me? And I'm asking myself, da ben I want so be crow crow. Everybody wants attention. When will you also give attention? Oh, it's all right. Everything is going to be fine. The Lord is with you. You want to hear those words. When are you going to say those words to somebody? And this is one of the reasons why many relationships have collapsed. Because it's one-sided all the time. One way. You want to be served food, breakfast, and all that. When will you serve breakfast? This is just practical teaching. I'm talking to people who want to make heaven. Yeah. I want Mama Comfort to respect me. When will I respect Mama Comfort? Am I prepared to respect Mama Comfort just as I want her to respect me? I want Mama Comfort to be loyal, a loyal pastor in Alabaster International Ministry. The question is, am I loyal to her? Should be the question. I want Mama Comfort to treat me fairly. I'm asking, do I treat her fairly? Let's proceed further. From verse number 15. The Bible said in Galatians chapter number, what is saying, chapter number 5, verse number, 14, the Bible said, now in 15 it said, but if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you do not consume one another.
Very, very interesting. How our language puts it. When you mean see about sorry, you back kaya ho. You really in your memory.
I like this version. This is different from my version. What's it now? Some more cup. Nah. Mum minimum. Munshaye. Now my name. This is a different version. Mine is a little slightly different from this.
Some more cup. Now my minimum. Shaye.
Now my name. There are things that you will do that after Oboa Jono, it's irreparable. You've caused a damage that the damage can never be repaired. Yeah. It is. I say, Sheye. Christopher, they were one and before you are 10 years ago, never. Now, 10 years ago, I say, Loma. 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 Curses. And no me, eh? I say, I'm going to go to the other. Obejiadi
to be show kunanim to me catch on his obebre no afa babro kasea abetena ha
so we zoom yame
why I say what she has say
I'm talking to you some practical things so I'm going to say sacrament kitten woman say it will be true why we here ni man kitten be sue heaven queen. I'm seriously talking to you. Can I hear a good amen? Why really? And you may be funny, said, you know, my wife and myself, my family, we have been waiting upon the Lord. Tuesdays, we spend a lot of hours, 4 hours, 5 hours in the presence of God. Monday morning, we were praying for you. And we join our hands in our prayer room. Labra kuta karanda karada ba tada ba deka deba. 1.5 hours.
After all that,
yeah, I'm saying they would wait chili pa.
At the end of us, we are beba sa 1.5 hours. No, you spend it, you know.
At the end of us, we are beba sa.
No, what you tell the American? Se mi be wie sampa bonu na dede ho afono me na me hunu ge obi wo maamo bi ah ko fi odro sen ko fi odro sen ni e wa duri e wa chi bi wo adie bi wo onma
e se se fi wo
eni sa kono bi wo ha
e be wo at a particular age.
It's a sin to go.
The body is saying here, 22 years. What would I do, my 22 years?
A DMBO!
And I will hear it.
I mean, think about it! And then I mean, to me, I'm going to get it for baby, you know. For 20 years,
where's you are getting
a dear bio
now?
I don't get it. Major mind
in tomb free my ass.
Major mind in tomb free my ass. Major mind, a jamine, a jamine, a jamine, a jamine.
Hallelujah.
This is all I'm telling the people who have come to work with me. A jumaniye ten sheye na wanyan kwasi a juma.
In an usher, in a whatever. You know, look at the time we come to church. 6 o'clock you were in church.
and we stay in church till 3 p.m. We nechi. Nwa she sumwasi ya kekan kwa siyasem. We nshira po wewe. A human in the form. Shall offer our top. Now could pee a bone some jemua. That just cannot be a yin, but I am qua for your account. Serious. Because I dear me, when I said, when you go on, don't want what you are doing, Nippin Nano. What the intention of God for man was a very domineering purpose on earth. Let's read Genesis chapter 2. My enemy Galatians, and yes, I mean to me inside my hobby. So let's finish up. Verse number, you know, we say it, you know, some more can come a minimum one. Go to the next verse. Let's read verse number 16. This I say, walk in the spirit, that you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Number six, munan tum ubia Holy Ghost atuho adishimuja nakasama ubi wangu meni mose munan tum na mweni honama konoechi. Go to the next verse. Verse number 17. Then the Bible said, for the flesh lusted against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary one to another, so that ye cannot do the things that you would like to do. Interesting. Look at this. He said, na honam, honam ekondo tiahom, na hom ekondo tiahonam, na sani emam yanui, inshia. It would be a... There is a war going on within yourself. Did you see the Bible study? Did you see Insua Toda? Insua Toda. Insua we Insu. We Insu. Insua To. Well, Philippians may yiri bedu ni pakuto ye. Nwa matete ya kwenye muwa asore de. That's what we jine Insua ni mtuonde da omkuto ye. Nwa muti yamsa. Because... And go for course, I'm going to have a big ball game where America is no toy. It's no toy, yeah, almost like 6 inches. No more team, no more hair. No more team, no more hair. What's it called? COVID-19 about a fine cuisine. We shouldn't gather too many fine cuisine. More Moko Stadium last Saturday was a Sunday. Not COVID, Nino. Nino. I saw the food, Shama Baba, but you can't be a more Don't say A and do B. No. It is Jesus, mama, you and you. I'm a daddy and your daddy. Yohane di se mo kan se mi o se mo be hye a mo nye hye mo be nyu na mo nye nyu bo chiro mo do ochiri ase nsu ni mo aboto no ompe ompe show boni e ko. I've told you that if you love people and they don't love you, step back and love them from a distance. You love somebody, they don't love you, no problem, go back. Take your love and bring it back and love them from a distance. You are trying to come in. They are pushing you out. Stay out and love them from a distance. Love is not by force. Step back and love people from a distance. I can pray for you from a distance. I can intercede for you from a distance. I can wish you well from a distance. Amen? Yeah. It is so just amazing. Continue in the next verse and let us work. In this verse, the Bible is saying emphatically, verse number 18, but if ye be led of the Spirit, ye shall not be under the law. Verse number 19. And then he comes to say, wasana hunam in human dead deep fee, and only a jama mo if he a who she, yeah, tea, and sana ubiya betimi a catcher, sin that si puno puno in the Bible, adiwe. Puno Adia Ketuawi So bad in anofani nua ba wona sia. Iye ifi ife I. Ifi. Wei. Mo amotwetwe mo ba ma wo dem ni na enie. Aha, ini. Twetwe mo ba. Yari no so. Aji gogo tami mudua na se. Ifi. Ifi. Tadi ye we beti miya kwa shi utirim. Umunu ya na ujwin we fana hon. Ye frena ajwin. Thank you. Jista mi pe heaven ya ko. Adi ye we yanko heaven. It is a bi wo me hua. Kwe bi ya sasa ni jia ura didi. Na mi yisa adi ye we firi mo. Esa mi. Ni pehevi yako. Bibri bina. I'm seriously talking to you. Let's pull down a little bit. Bring it down a little bit. Verse number 8. Abosonsom edutuo. What time? Akaya. Menina yaka means we are not on talking terms. Yeah. Hatred and then variance. Pick it to you, baby. Mamenge gani chino? Ebufua aperia aperia. Kunsum kunsum. Empa apemo. Omo chiche wefuni. Kufidre chidi funi. Asume sedi chidi funi. Empa apemo. Next verse. Verse number 21. He goes further and say, ni time in Sambro. Agubone, Ubonko, Mato, to some menufu. Agubone. Umone, Tonya, she the cheek be whole too. Agubone. Yeah. And then he goes, and then, dear, a titis, even this, no, and some can see a pan as hell. When Timmy and Kenny and me, any dear titties are. Why no? And I'm being bomo coco, said Yammy bomo coco canon. Sir, one way, yes, honey, a main now, we know. One way, your pastor, one way, your pope, one way, your wine, you. Oh, beer! Well, yes, honey, maybe. Oh, you know. Pa! And nothing, I'm a catcher, sir. Even when I'm the number two, I'm not too human nicely, and all that. I'm can contribute. Oh, Bishop Okwedie, the bishop has gone home to be with the Lord. Who told you that? You don't determine that. And can be kurada. When you put it as easy, or if it's as easy, for I can walk, or you don't determine. Ninyuma, Edeneko. Serious. It's about the time we are saying, Bako Chem Yami, Mahoyam Boafu, many Dawungua. By the time we are going, Jimmy, Mako Chem Yami, Mahoyam Boafu, many Dawungua, Zosa, Bako Ajim. Kwaya fone tonyo ne. Nenni panen so tiem wo hai. Miwa. Na uni panen so. Yensi ye wa hani ye to yo ma go jem ya mi. Na ye wye ni ye di akukok na me sisi ni ye ye. You know, oh, you
The truth, upon the truth of the matter, and said, "Yeah, I'm going for you. Say, 'Kofi Duro preaching, yeah, we preaching in Jesus.' The day we be tough from now, we who said, 'Yeah, now we can in now, now in sequence.' Ashisha, ato, baby, I'm serious. Ashisha, ato, in found here, oh, you really." I don't care what you have. First Peter chapter 1, verse 24 said, "One kasa we ye rida. And an ye wen ye na no ye nozu ye rida." Bring you the scripture and let's read it. First Peter chapter 1, 24. We are Makai Isaiah 40, verse 6. The Bible said, "All flesh is grass, and all the glory of man as the flower of the grass. The grass withered, the flower thereof falleth away." If it's a wunamna, it is a vida. We need pen when you are winging, it is a vida and shitty. If you are on a shit, you are in a pot. Isaiah chapter number 40, verse 6. The same thing is there. Isaiah 40, 40, verse 6. Isaiah chapter number 40. Verse number 6. The Bible said, he said, "The voice said, 'Cry!' And I said, 'What shall I cry?' He said, 'All flesh is grass, and all the godliness thereof is as the flower of the field.'" Verse number 7. The Bible is saying, "The grass withered, flower faded, because the Spirit of the Lord blew it upon it." Surely the people is grass. You know, sorry, I know, baby, a miracle, mommy. Because you who are beating me, I catch them, he said, "Kuvidro, why are you a Mo, akuapane no kafu. And then you marry a hayana nami pesa udisi. Fejina ha, ibinomo betu asu efria. Mint me pacho. Mint me mompaye. Mint me mriki. Edwuma wura sɛ ahia asa be hunu sɛ esu atie si alabaster so obi kura ba bi gina eh covid don't be we ya be nya ne wo boa. It's finished. Eye hu dwen hu so I tell you that when him soon, I'm talking to you. Soon. And there be, but Jesus said, "We are bofra, we tene wansa, we be ashawatadi. We are kokura. No, we are bofra, we ashawatadi, and we are kokura, we tene wansa, we be diatadi." Speaks to me. I wanted to read Genesis chapter number 2 and verse number 15. Genesis 2:15. "And the Lord took the man and put him in the garden to dress it and to keep it." Ne urari nyanko pamfa we nipa no ene kotena edin true ni mu se onno na onren ho. Psalm 115 verse 16. Now I think it should be 116:15 rather. Psalm 116 verse 15. Can we go there? Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death
of his saints. And the Christ need it. E wo kura yemfaso. Because when you're me in your debt is precious. Precious. But when that happens, a scripture like Ecclesiastes chapter 2, from verse number 18, by me fm free sro kakra, metamoason empon. Ecclesiastes, Asenkafuo, Itrimin. MFM 3, 14. 14. The Bible said, when you pay your phone in Falcon, I walk up. Now, what is the scripture way is talking about the born again Christian. What they need to talk. Obadwuma wo tona fesuo said ye Jesus can wo Matthew chapter 7 verse number 24 e kono ye mfiri han ye nkoma tu ho no ye ngeka ye you know wo sit na obia na wo temensem yi no ye no me ne metutu obadwuma wo to na na ban e wo botan eso it will be a woman of Christ no wo ye badwuma wo nyame ye ni Ubiya unimewrade no otese Psalm number 16, you know, Psalm 14 rather, verse 1 downwards, and a Psalm 53, verse 1, the same thing. Psalm 14, at the end was Psalm 14, you know, is the same thing that runs down at Psalm 53. There's Psalm 14, verse 1. The Bible says, nah, no, I am not heading not the room, I am not mentioning it. Because this is supposed to be the heaven. We in you know. Isaiah 53:1. Same thing. Isaiah 53:1. The Bible said. Now let me get the right thing, and then we are working. Say amen. And can you hear him? But once the Holy Spirit drops it, we have to read it. Say amen. Hallelujah. Normally, there are not repetitions in the Bible. But the moment you see often, then you will have to be able to understand. Psalm 53, verse 1. Did I say Isaiah 53? Possibly that is what. Psalm 53 and verse 1. The same thing appears in Psalm 53:1. You can trace in Akuma Musa. The same thing in Psalm 14:1 is in Psalm 53:1. What kind of whole Psalm? The same thing was Psalm 53. Psalm 14, 1 to the end. The same thing from Psalm 53, 1 to the end. You will meet the same thing. Be anyone where Papa, if he was chassis and what they call. It's a chidam moyoni at Nidnamas as he saw. You will be a. What for Christian? What they need to talk about your man? Go back to the book of Genesis. Now you knew. Genesis chapter 2 and verse number 8, you know. So he is saying, Ecclesiastes 2 rather. Let's finish up with that. Verse 14. Unipa onipinyan se nimnim fakwa wokro. Ubiya wafe Christo dina ini wane ne krajengwa ungrungun tinimo. Atreni dingwango. Unimbe biya oko. The Bible said, "Na wakwasiya diye wanantisho." Yeah, go to the next verse. Let's continue from there. The Bible said in the next verse, "Then I said in my heart, as it happened to the fool, even so it happened even unto me. Why I then more so wise? Then I said in my heart that this also
is vanity. Mika magume mu se okwasie san ni bia na esan ni nsu. Ne no die adenti na me hunu nyansa me se ne ebinom. And then he goes further to say, na me se makume mu se wenso eye huhu die. Verse number 16. Listen to the word of the Lord. The Bible said, aha aha na me pe sa die we. Obia momonam na I be the dawn for the day. I've taken over. You've taken over what? Very, very. Also, for there is no remembrance for the wise more than the fool forever. Seeing that which now in the days to come shall be forgotten. And he died, the wise man, as a fool. Now when you answer, fool, no one question, one kai won nada. We catch them and say, Ghana, we will be free, Professor Mills and coming in. Mummoni ding. Yen ya ba e boni. Mosu so girl iswa. He said, Obi am one of them. Any of them cry, money will reduce. And check! Nanka yanagia. Okwasiani and Safuna. They won't remember them. I will finish up with a story. The cotton abruchi, Absonda, no, near the Alabaster. No. It belonged to Liberal Catholic Church. You offer a soft war, to the Mamsa Kufi. And you want so, yeah, they are no Panama Bay area. I'm Sumidas. Ube, we are sorry, Dianimua. There is a place of remembrance. A soft one penny for a moti, a sorry, no. Europe, no, me, a dear. A she woman, nanny pedia, and a den sonno, a bit dia, a woho, and tea. And sonno, not small plaque like that, just small. Yeah, dear, Sisio, baby, dear, Sisio. And to be quasi, I'm a poor, I'm to be quasi, you know so from penny for woman who see us already, I hear you. Hey, when you power him from Zuchero, a debby baba will be back in kind was our bacos. And when Tina Christo no funny year, some new year, and then a nanti year, na in sea year. So you know, I say, are you clapping those special hands? Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Praise the name of the Lord. God is faithful. It's a song that is in my spirit. Chibi tata dimi kango de fie chocho. Namini obwa fobi be mama sumje. Esu mwadu mi. Mini obi.
Yara eina mimu wa firi beba.
Nana nyami obwa mi.
Uni meni dasu. Mimu wa
na message me tata dimi gango
sufie jojo
na mini opu afu
obya pe mama sufie
Yesu
me
mini
opiara
nina nimu wa tiri beba na nena me buwa me uni meni nimu wa like the point I say, wine grand obetie. Oh, wine grand obetie, my friend. Wine grand obetie, my friend. Oh,
and child,
wine grand obetie.
Sing one more time. You don't teach me, Tata, Jimmy God. Run, I'm in your poor phobia. Dr. Miles Moreau, he wrote a book, and the title of the book is Maximizing Your Potential. Somebody bought that book and gave it to me on one of my birthdays. When I started reading the book, I think after the chapter 2, Dr. Miles Moreau, he made a repetitive and a reiterative statement. He said, don't die with your potential. He said, die empty. He said, most of the potentials, if you want to go to a place where it's full of potentials, go to the cemetery. Many people have died with unfulfilled dreams, died with purposes, died with ministries. There are books in people. There are songs in people. There are talent, alleged dexterity in people, and they died with. You are here on a purpose, but the purpose has time, validity period. When the period passes, the Bible said, Jesus puts it in a nice way. He said, night cometh and no man can work. So I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. I want you to go and chase your purpose with passion. Live your life like there is no tomorrow. Or you can clap those hands. Live your life like there is no tomorrow. But remember that God will bring you into judgment. And so I'm asking you to make Jesus your Lord tonight. And rededicate your life and your love for him. Let your heart belong to Christ. I'm talking to you. Sometimes we may think we are Christians, but if we weigh the things we do, even you will know you are not born again. So tonight, I am telling you, give your life to Christ. What I say on the crusades, I'm telling it to you. Repent and give your life to Christ. I'm serious. The biggest surprise is when you appear at the judgment seat and the Lord says, I never knew you. What a ridiculous statement. When you have been in church, you have paid tithes, you have labored, you have served, and he says, I don't know you. The two hands are lifted. We started with this song, and let's finish with it. Oh, Lord, I am the former of you. Rise up within me. Rise up within me. Let me know your truth. Oh, Holy Spirit. Oh, Holy Spirit. Saturate my soul, and let the love of God fill me now. Let your healing power revive and make me whole.
And let the peace of God. Let's start a song. Father of life, draw me closer. Lord, my heart is set on you. Lord, my heart is set on you. Let me run the race of time. Let me run the race. Bringing glory. Lord, I hunger for more. For more. Rise up. Oh, oh, Holy Spirit, saturate my soul and let the life of God fill me now, fill me now. Let your healing, the shrine revive and make me whole and let the peace of God. And let the peace of God, and let the peace of God, let the peace of God, and let the peace of God. I want you to put your two hands on your heart, and you want to rededicate your life to Jesus the Christ. You are telling the Lord, I don't want to die with potential. I don't want to die with assignment in me. Use me, Lord. Use me. Grant me the discipline and the order of the Holy Spirit and of your word to do that which is righteous in your sight, that which is pleasurable in your sight. And finish my course to run the race, to run, to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life in Christ Jesus. Lay hold on eternal life which is in Christ Jesus. Lay hold on eternal life which is in Christ Jesus. My God. I want to see your glory. Heaven. I want to make it with the Lord. I want somebody to pray for just 30 seconds for the Holy Spirit to fill you and anoint you like never before. Without the Spirit of God, you can't serve God. It is the Holy Ghost that grants us the ability, the grace, the dexterity to serve God in spirit and in truth. It is the Holy Ghost that grants you the potential to worship God. The Holy Ghost gives you that grace. Hallelujah. Can you lift your right hand and let's make intercession for Ghana for just 30 seconds. And you pray for this nation. This nation needs our prayer. We need God economically. Something is wrong. We need help. And that help can only be God. Somebody pray for Ghana. I'm not talking about our petty politics, no. Ghana needs help. Ghana needs help. Let's finish off with this. I need you every hour.
bless me. Oh, bless me now. I come. Father, I commit your people into your hands through the word of your grace that is able to build them up and to give them an inheritance in Christ Jesus among many that are sanctified. One day, the trumpet will sound. And when the trumpet sounds, the righteous will be caught up in the skies to meet you. And they who have purported wickedness will have their place in the lake of fire. Master, may we be counted as faithful and worthy servants. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. You can clap those hands. If somebody is watching me and you don't know the Lord Christ as Savior, your right hand is on your chest. Say, dear Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Wash me in your precious blood. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and my personal Savior. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you have prayed that prayer, look for a Bible believing church next to you or close by you and go and serve them.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.